The Gemara Masechet Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis tells us about the pasuk that Yecheskel Hanavi said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yoyma Aha Hashem Alekim Hini Nafshi Loi Matama V'Nevelu Treifa Loi Chalti Menurai V'Ata V'Labab V'Fi Be'Asar Pigol. And the Gemara explains every one of the phrases that Yecheskel said. And it explains that when Yecheskel said, which of course the obvious question is, Yecheskel, a Navi, was a Kohen. And a Kohen is certainly not allowed to eat pigle. So why is he, so to speak, telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I never ate pigle? Of course he never ate pigle. Pigle is a Chiyuv Karis. What it meant was, he says, "Shlo yichalti b'mehema shahoyr b'chacham." I never ate from meat that there was a shayla on, and required a psak that it was, even if the psak was that the meat is mutter, I didn't eat from that meat. And if we look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yoyridea Simon Kuf Tez Zayin, the last halacha of that siman halacha siv zayin, the Shulchan Aruch paskens musukenes apish niteres b'shchita, an animal which is musukenes even though it had a shchita hamelgdad k'machmir ma'atzma shloi la'achla. That was the subject of our shiur that we learned yesterday. Then the remark continues. Behema shahoyr b'chacham misvara, a behema that a rav had a paskin based on a svara, for a nimtza hadim b'feirish shehim uteris, and it's not an open and closed din explicit that it's mutter b'al nefesh lo yochel memena. So drama is really coming here to address a very important question. What the Rama is addressing is that this is a difficult Gemara. It's, so to speak, teaching us, don't ask shailas. Here it says, behemish shahar b'chachem, that if you ask the shaila, so don't eat it. So what should you do if you have a shaila? Of course, if you have a shaila, you're supposed to ask. So what's Yecheskel saying? So the Rama with one word answers that question. The Rama says that it's a situation that required a svara. It required a chiddush. And now we have to be concerned that perhaps that is an incorrect psak, so the person should stay away from eating that meat. But in a situation, or any time you ask a shayla, we'll discuss that as well. But in a situation where it's an open and closed halacha, explicit that it's mutter, certainly you should eat, you have every right to eat it. That's what a psak halacha is all about. And actually, the Gemara itself is a raya to this concept. Because the Gemara says that what is the case that he, how does the Gemara express this chumr that he had, that he shlo yichalti mi behem shahar b'chacham? It says v'loy ba b'fi basa pigle. Pigle never came to my mouth. So there's an obvious question: what does pigle have to do with basa shahar b'chacham? So as we've discussed many times, the definition of pigle as we know, that somebody had the wrong machshava during the avoid of the carbon, as Agamar actually discusses in the next sugya on Daf Lamatres. So what Yecheskel is saying is, where I had a shaila, required a machshava, it required the Talmud Chacham to try to come up with a psak, that's something I didn't eat. But in a case where it's for sure mutter, I should eat it. And the Pesach Tshuva quotes the soilless Lamincha, who quotes the Torah Se'asher, that somebody who wants to be machmer in a place where we don't find that the Meroim were machmer, the example he gives is Bittel B'Shishim. Somebody says, "Ah, well, I'm not going to rely on Bittel." It's like he uses very sharp words. He says it's like apikorsis. And the Bnei Yisachar quotes the Shlach Kaddish, that the pasuk that the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Daf Chesam and Aleph, Godol Hanena Miyigiyoi Yosem Yerushimayim. What does the Gemara mean? That somebody who works in Torah and he knows that something is mutter based on his knowledge of the halacha, even if there is iser in the food, because let's say it's bottle b'shishim, and he then eats that food because the halacha clearly says that the food is mutter, then he's greater than a Yerushimayim who was machmer. Because what halacha is, that it's mutter, says the Bnei Yisachar, then you're supposed to eat it. And there's a mitzvah to eat it. Of Yoichlo Anavim V'Yisbo. Therefore, he says that, on the contrary, where something is mutter, not only should you eat it, not only may you eat it, and it's not considered Basar Shahar by Chacham, but you actually have every obligation to eat that food, because that's what the halacha requires. I saw an interesting shaila. There was a person that came to Rabbi Shulayb Diskin to ask about the kashrus of a chicken. There was a concern, we're going to learn in the next perek, about a chicken that has a hole. And she, in those days, people used to ask these type of questions. She wanted to know, is the chicken kosher or not? So Rabbi Shulayb said that the chicken is kosher, but because the hole, as we're going to learn, has to be mefulish, it has to go through all the way. But he says, I worry I won't eat from that chicken because it's in the category of basar shahari b'chacham. Now, interesting question that I saw in the Sefer Chashuki Chemet. What would be, somebody asked the Rav the Shaila, somebody has a worker, and he asked the Shaila, and the Rav gave him the psak that we just gave, that we just quoted. It's kosher, but you shouldn't have asked. It's kosher, but it's basar shahari b'chacham. And now the employer tells the employee, why'd you ask? If you would have not asked, the chicken could be sold as 100% glatt, as 100% without any question. Now, it went down in value because there are a lot of people, as we're discussing, that won't eat from basar shahari b'chacham. So he quotes a tshuva from Reb Moshe Zatzal in Yoredei Chelet Dalet, Simen Yud Dalet. Reb Moshe in that tshuva quotes a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, in Shalos HaTshuva, Chassam Sofer, Yoredei Simen Kuf Mem Tes, says that if a person asked the Rav a Shaila about a Mara regarding Hilchas Nida, and the Rav said it's mutter, there is a point to be machmer. Reb Moshe disagrees. Reb Moshe says that our Gemara that discusses the entire concept that we've been discussing of basar shahari b'chacham says, Reb Moshe, it's strictly when it comes to the kashrus of meat. When we speak about the kashrus of meat, so there are many races, there are many walking into the question, there are many races, as we learn in our Gemara, that there are around the kashrus of meat, kashrus of poultry. And therefore, we have to be machmer if it's Basar Shari by Chacham. However, in Hilchas Nida, there aren't all of those concepts that we need to be concerned about. And therefore, if the Rav says it's mutter, it's mutter. So it turns out that according to Ramosha, asking a question regarding meat is something that's very legitimate, because you come into the question with all these races. And therefore, no one could say to the person, why did you ask the question? Along the same lines, I saw another question. There was once a situation by the Aderes where somebody shechted a bird or animal. There was a bird, and they found after the shechita a small pegima on the knife. And moreover, they also found that the mafrekis, the bone in the back of the neck, was chipped. So now we could assume that what happened was that when the shechit was finishing shechting, he touched the mafrekis. And that's why this knife has the small pegima. So the Aderes said, the Rav Shmuel Salant says that under such a situation, you could be makel and say that the chicken is kosher if the situation has some meruba, for two reasons. Number one, because the begima was a very, very small begima, and you also have this mafrekis that was touched. That's a proof that the mafrekis is what chipped the knife that made this begima after the shechita. So now the question was, okay, you have a psak from the Gedolei Hador that the chicken is kosher. Is the shechit, the question is, obligated to tell this to the person who owns the bird, that the bird is kosher based on a psak? So the Chishuke Chemet quotes a Drasha Saran. The Drasha Saran says that when somebody eats something that the Rabbanim paskind is mutter, so why don't we, this way I understand what the Drasha Saran means. We know that if somebody, Rachman Tzlon, eats macholos asuris, it's metamtim, it causes a damage to his neshama. But if Chazal said that this is mutter, then it's not metamtim. It's 100% fine. So technically, maybe you shouldn't have to tell the person who owns this chicken. But the Chasam Sofer and Or Chaim Siman Samachay, quoted by the Shaul Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel in Chel Gimel Siman Tzadik, says that if something is only mutter behefset meruba, you have to tell the people that it's mutter, but it's only mutter because there's a hefset meruba. The Divrei Malkiel disagrees with some cipher, and Divrei Malkiel says that if you're going to have to tell everybody that it's only mutter behefset meruba, so then nobody's going to want to eat it, and therefore he says that you have to look at the customer, at the owner of this chicken. If this is the type of person whom you know is normally machmer on himself and doesn't want to rely on any coolers, so you should tell him that this chicken, there was a psak that made, based on only because of that psak of hefsam ruba, are you allowed to eat it? But if you don't know that this is that person who's machmer, and there's a psak that it's mutter, you can eat it without needing to notify the person of the status.